things. Susan?
I would like to know what you'll do to raise funds for Pacifica, and I would also like to know what your priorities would be as a PMB member.
Rhonda, you're first.
Okay, it's all too apparent that we have to find other ways to fund the station. The way to do that, I guess, is through committee. I have all kinds of ideas for creating revenue. And if I have time, I'll speak to some of them. With regards to the priority would be to get us out of the financial crisis that we are in and to try to undo a lot of what's happened in the past couple of years. So, you know, my priority is to keep confidentiality.
5 seconds.
Okay. Fiscally responsible.
All right. Let's see. It is now Robert.
I think we should all be sitting around looking for sugar daddies. I think that instead of being on the radio asking for a thumb drive, we ought to be compiling a list of who we know and who they know who might have enough money to write a big check to KPMG. And I've been advocating this for 7 years, and I can't get anybody to take it seriously. And I'm hoping that OBDK is listening. Because we need to figure out who we know that can write such a check. I know some lawyers that can write a check like that. All we have to do is tell them why they should. And again, to get a clear message of why people should write a big check, I've had difficulty finding people. I've already mentioned the fact that I think that we should go into a crowdsourcing fund drive at the national level as quickly as possible when the board convenes.
Okay, Mike.
The way that I would like to raise money is all the years I've worked at the University of Houston is to go out and find a lot of the people that have a lot of the money and that stand for what we believe in KPFT, and also have events related to that, and see if we could get other stations to go after people that have the money, especially at income tax time, and get them to donate to the station. And, you know, I've asked them what we can do to help with the programming that will attract more ways to donate money. We can still reach out and grab those people out there, but it just seems that nobody wants to work to do that. They just keep, it's somebody else's problem. But we need to all work together as a team to go grab that money that's available out there, especially in the Houston and the national area.
Bill.
I agree with most of this. I think the question's right. We should be raising money, not continuing to cut. And the worst way to do it is longer and longer fund drives. It drives away listeners. Some of the other stations have tried that. It's really counterproductive. We need to go after, get more listeners. That will in turn get more members, and that will in turn get more money. But also go after major donors, as Bob was talking about. I think that's a real potential, especially now since the November elections. There's a lot of people who are progressive. They have money. We just need to find them and point out to them that KPFT and Pacifica is the alternative radio station that's going to be challenging them on the air. And they're not going to hear it from Fox News or the hate radio stations. And it's going to be from us. We need to be stronger. We need to get the word out more so more people know about our programming. There's so many people that don't even know about us. So we need to promote. We need to do more advertising. I think we can find some low-cost or hopefully free ways of doing a lot of that through social media, for example, and other things. And, you know, Alexander, a lot of people are doing outreach. You know, we're going to be at the MLK Parade Monday, and invite you all to join us.
Sure.
Yeah, I liked Robert Mark's idea about the crowdsourcing. It seems like everybody else is raising money that way. Why can't Pacifica? I also like Bob Caffey's idea of trying to get somebody a national. I don't even know. We may be so far down that we're not going to be able to get somebody very prominent to head the Pacifica Foundation. Sad to say, in which case we're going to have to work our way up through the, you know, by the bootstraps. I don't know. Maybe Beyonce. She's from here. I don't know what her politics are. They seem to be at least Democratic. She's got lots of buildings here and stuff here. We could have a fundraiser down at Beyonce's headquarters down there on Crawford. Maybe that would be the way to do it. The only thing I'd say, everybody talks about raising money. I think we also need to start cutting expenses. staff member, you know, we've got to cut staff members. We've got to cut their, it's sad to say, their Cadillac insurance. They should be put on, I mean.
Time is up.
Okay.
Yes, I'm not that good at fundraising, but I work really hard with the foundation. I put the money from my pocket because I cannot raise it, and I'm sure that people know about KPSD and Pacifica. But basically, I think that is just, Jerry just mentioned, as important as raising money is how you spend it. How can you tell the people that put $25 there that they are not extra? How can you tell those people that you don't take care of the way that they're being spent? That we, board members and different directors, are suing each other and gaining money, and the money is being spent that way. You know, that is as important as raising money. I think that if we start, all of us, knowing exactly what we need to do, and do our job, that's why these boards are big, because we divide among ourselves the different chores. You know, I'm good at another things. I'm not good at raising money, but I'm good at taking care of how it's being spent.
Okay. Yes, it's
Okay, we'll have to do this real quickly. We always argue about people who make $12 an hour for 5 hours a day. We want to eliminate that person. We're in really sad shape if we're worried about somebody making $60 a day, okay? We're supposed to be liberals that care about people, and you're worried about somebody making $60 a day. We need to have a CFO that will hold the stations accountable for their general, their central services percentages, including ourselves. We need good programming, not Tom Hartman, who's carried over from the day before. It's a great show, but why don't we have it live on the proper day, not listening to the election 2 days away? There's professionals that raise money, salespeople. If you pay somebody $300,000, but they raise $1.2 million, that would be a benefit to Pacifica. So it doesn't always have to be cutting.
Susan, that was your question, correct?
I
don't know the answer to that. Benicio. Okay. Cassie? Okay. Alexandra? D?
Pass.
Okay.
This is me asking the question.
Uh-huh, and you will also have the opportunity to answer it.
Okay. Before I begin, I'd like to make a special request from
your
the Secretary.
Your time is running.
No, I want my time to run after I make an address to the Secretary. Deb, I would like for this question to be part of the record and the people's responses to be recorded. I would like to know the people that are up for election or for running. I want to know what you think the consequences should be for board members that violate the bylaws and put us at risk to lawsuits and all other kinds of things. So, am I clear? So everyone, if you're on the board, if you want to be on the board, how do you feel about the violation of bylaws, and what should the consequences be?
Okay. Robert, you're first. No, she'll be last.
Okay, I'm good. Anyway.
Robert?
Well, I think we're very limited in the consequences. The bylaws set out how you punish someone that needs to be removed for the good of Pacific. I would think repeated violations of the bylaws in a material way would be rise to that level. But the bar is so high on that it's very unlikely that you'll ever get to do it. And in the meantime, you'll waste a lot of time working up to that. I disagree with people who have interpreted Robert's rules to allow sanctions beyond that one sanction that's set out in our bylaws. I don't believe there's any sanctions allowed because that bylaw sets out the one and only sanction for violating the rules and to the detriment of Pacific. So, however, I mean, if it's a big enough deal, I mean, if it's a big enough violation of the bylaws, then I think we should pursue it. At least talk about it.
Yes, I think that the bylaw should be enforced, but I don't think that we should continue arguing on little petty little ideas that keep wasting a lot of our time when we need to focus and get, you know, the station running again. But if people continue violating the bylaws, the bylaw should be there to be enforced. And we should not, you know, make favoritism for certain members and then punish other members. The bylaw should be for everybody.
Well, you know, we should try to enforce those bylaws first, and that's been difficult with this last board because the majority stuff makes the decisions. Okay, I'll just put it politely. But, you know, the more important thing is if they're violating the fiduciary responsibilities, because it puts the whole foundation at risk. And that's the stuff, a lot of this stuff on this list, is some of it is actually illegal. Some of the stuff is we're breaking the law, and other things is we're allowing our finances to deteriorate so much that we're about to collapse. Those are the real serious things. I think, if necessary, we should be removing board members for that. I mean, hopefully we can somehow convince them, maybe like Jerry was saying, maybe we can somehow get together informally and decide we've got to change our path. I'm hopeful. I'm not always optimistic about that. But I think if we get some new people on the board, actually, that would be a lot more possible. I think we can actually make some progress on that.
Jerry, I pass on this issue. I think it's just too contentious and too abstract in a sense.
Adriana.
Yes.
Well, you see the partisanship right here. We just violate Article 4,
yes.
Section 9 of our bylaws. And we are disenfranchising people that are there sitting, waiting to use their space. We are just violating that. But obviously, we always focus on somebody that is not in our side. We vote, this LSB vote to violate our bylaws, and we are not allowed to do it. But we did it anyway. And then we talk about what other people will do. I think that is the travesty of this Pacifica. That's how we are acting. We are so sure when we know that is the best way to do it that we can pick and choose which way not to pursue.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Jim. Okay, so I'm not as eloquent as some people, but I'm proud that I passed this motion, this pacifist motion that allowed two sides to stay on tonight and not go through who knows how many minutes we have to go through that would have taken the whole night. Okay, so I'm proud of that. What should happen to a PMB member that does those things? They should be removed. Unfortunately, Pacifica has these burdensome bylaws that, like he said, require you go through this, that, so many meetings, special standing committee. So, what should happen and what?
Time is up. Rhonda.
Answer
your own question.
I think that we should always start with the benefit of a doubt, and then from there we should do research and ask questions to fully understand. So if it becomes very apparent that the bylaws have been violated on a regular basis, putting our station in fiduciary jeopardy, and especially, frankly, I'm nervous to serve on the PNB because Adriana voted to exclude WBAI repeatedly in her votes on the board. And that is a dereliction of duty. And a lawsuit will come up. And I think there already is a lawsuit about it. So I say they need to be removed. In other words, it needs to be given special consideration, look at it, get all the facts, try to understand, and give people the benefit of the doubt where it's due. And then if not, if you're, like, screwing the network, you need to go. Need to be removed.
Okay. Questioner Cliff, do you wish to speak? Ask a question or pass? Yes.
I'm not sure whether being away from this place.
Wait, are you going to ask a question or pass?
I'm going to ask a question in my way. The hell with it, man. Right. Everything has to be in your way.
No, you got one.
Now let it go. Forget it.
Passes.
Cliff, I'm giving
you. No, I don't care. I don't feel like jumping to your room.
Kevin.
I think we've been wasting Pacifica for the last 30 years. We can make programming to bring this network and the country together. What are your thoughts of hiring a national program director to pull this network into a true cohesive network, national network?
That's good. And the first person to answer is Mike.
Yeah, well, I agree with Kevin that we need to hire somebody to pull the network together. And I wish we could stop all this infighting, all these frivolous lawsuits, because lawsuits cost money, and a lot of times they just don't accomplish anything. But I think hiring a one person to try to pull everybody together, you know, as the saying goes, have one chief and a bunch of Indians, not just have 10 chiefs and 3 or 4 Indians.
That's a racist.
Are you done?
Well, I'm part Native American, so.
I know.
Bill?
I would like to hire one. We used to have one, actually, about 6 or 7 years ago, and it was laid off because even then we couldn't afford him. But, you know, one of the things that resulted from one of our 2 unofficial meetings that the majority in the PNB boycotted was a list of ideas for raising, how to address our financial problems. And a lot of it was related to programming. Relatively short-term things to do, and it could be coordinated with a national program, but it, you know, maybe we could do it through just the GMs, is basically to share our best programs. They're already available to each other. We carry a few programs from other stations, but all the stations do it on a really small scale, and we're all like to keep our own favorite locally produced program, but some of them don't have any listeners. They're not popular. They don't bring in money. We could use some programs from other stations or from our affiliates. We have a few affiliate programs on already, and there's a lot more available. We should be taking the best of Pacifica and put them in good spots because it would help with fundraising also.
Jerry?
I thought that was a good idea, a national...
I
thought that was a good idea, national program director. My 1 year, I'd never heard anybody talk about that. It seemed like a very good idea, and also what Bill said, sharing the best of the program. Some of the programs are great. After board members' meetings like this, sometimes I'm like, hey, I should just resign. But then I'll be driving down the road, and you listen to this odd program. You never know when it's on because of the scheduling, and you go, oh, my God, this is fantastic. This is worth fighting for. So that's all I'm going to say about that.
Adriana.
I agree totally. We should have a strong national office that has a development director. We even passed an initiative a year and a half ago to have a program directors from the 5 stations, one every 6 months. One of them will be the program director for the whole network, and then we will work together. But the problem goes to the same place. The same people that ask for all of that are the same people that decide that they don't need to fund the national office. What do people think, that the national office can have a machine to make money? It's not possible. That goes through the central service that the station pay. We heard our Gwen Bradley, our general manager, saying before, complaining about we pay money and before we have things, we don't have anything now from the national office. KPFT is how many miles behind that? How can we pay? We hope that we don't have the money.
Okay, Jim?
Okay, I think it all falls back to the lack of management in place. Okay? First, you have to have a professional, I know professional sounds like a bad term, but a professional executive director. Of course, we should have somebody that is looking at the programming on a national level, which would be great too. The national office has to be stronger because right now they're not enforcing acceptance of the fees from the stations. They're not holding anybody. There's a total lack of accountability on the national level. And that has to be improved in every area, like Adriana said, Bill said, everybody. Like I said, we all agree on some of these things.
Okay. Rhonda.
Once a permanent ED is hired, I think that a national program director and development director are very good ideas. One thing that's always like made me just wonder what they're doing is this. KPFT has some great programs. Every one of our sister stations has some great programs. And why the network has not cross-promoted or, you know, I've never understood that. So I also think because we are in a financial crisis that if we had an executive program director and development director, then it might be that those positions could be somewhere in between part-time and full-time. I don't know. But it'll also really help to have a program director because oftentimes if someone's asked to, you know, to lead their show, then that gives a third party for people to mediate the maybe the actions of the program director's council.
Robert?
Yes. I'd just like to point out, George Ryder has been attempting to coordinate some kind of national programming, possibly for as long as I've known him. And nothing ever gets done. And one reason nothing ever gets done is because at the PNV, they spend an hour setting the agenda. And then we never get to any of these ideas because we've set the agenda for them. I think we need a national program director. I very much like Adriana's idea. I think that's a way to get to a national program director when you're short on funds. But there needs to be a commitment to national programming, and that starts with our programmers, our management, the PMB, the national management, and, you know, willingness to, and one thing that they need to do is they need to think outside the box and figure out there's resistance by programmers to national programming because they think it's cutting into their show. So someone needs to figure out a way to include that programmer in the national programming so that they'll be for it. Yep.
Okay, you have the next question, and the person to answer it first will be Bill.
I don't think it's fair for me to ask a question in this short time.
So you want to pass? Okay, Hank?
Pass.
Bob?
I wonder if everyone knows that I've heard that Lydia Brazon is an unpaid ED. But my main question is, I think most of you have seen the postcards attached to the website. And to me, there's an elephant in this room, and I hate to disparage elephants. You might just call it an epidemic, and you don't have to agree with my opinions about what I'm going to say, but I would like to hear from you what your feelings are about this and how much thought you've given it, especially the endorsers on here, what the basis of your question were when you allowed yourself to be attached to this. I think it was created, I could be wrong, as I said, by Bill Crozier and Teresa Allen and Robert Mark and perhaps some others. This was composed by two 501c3s. The Pacifica Foundation apparently participated in it because the founder of the other organization that funded this is on the board of Pacifica Foundation.
Time is up.
And you've got endorsers who don't agree now with having had their names put up and faces put on this thing.
Bill, you're first.
You know, this is a kind of typical that people make assumptions about stuff that's just totally untrue. Everybody's, you've been jumping, several people jumped to the conclusion that somehow we're, and I was responsible, Teresa and I were responsible for that. that somehow it's being funded by KPFK. It's totally untrue. All the money was raised locally. We used their PO, their postal permit, because they had a nonprofit postal permit. We paid for it. That was their, and I explained this to people. That's why it has the return address there in Los Angeles. We raised the money locally. We contacted people to see if they would be willing to be an endorser, or if they'd like, if they'd let us endorse them. They sent us their pictures, and that's the way that we came up with the names and that. And all the money was raised locally also. You mentioned Lydia as an unpaid IED. That doesn't help when she's not doing the work. She's got a full-time job doing other stuff. We need somebody who can put in more than 10 hours a week being an ED or whatever it is that she spends. We need somebody full-time dedicated to help us, you know, get the station, I mean, get the network going again.
Thank you. Okay, Jerry.
I'm sorry. What about Mike?
We're going to wear around.
You missed it. We start with Mike.
You missed Mike, I think.
Did you go first the last time?
No,
I did the last time.
We'll respond to his question, right? I guess. What are we doing?
Mike, we'll come back to you
okay.
in the last
minute. I'll pass. They can go.
So, okay. What I'm supposed to respond to is the question about this flyer.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it? That's my question.
You've gone to a level of detail that I don't know. I mean, in some ways, I guess it shows that people are getting serious. I don't know the details. That depending on the details, it could be horrible or... It could just be people campaigning through different means. I do have some problems with that person, Tracy, whatever her name is, who sends me nearly daily emails for years, being involved in that so-called, you know, nonprofit she owns. And she's not, I don't even know who she is. I just know she bugs me practically every day for a whole year and presents one thing. I wish, I have no idea who she is. So, I do object to that. Otherwise, if people here locally want to donate some money to campaign, sounds okay to me.
Okay, thank you very much. Adriana.
We say it during the election. And if something is missing, December 29, we received from the same people said that their slates win WBAI, KPFK, and KPFT. Now they need to win the PMV. And if they are asking for money, again, if you can, please make check to the Social Uplift Foundation, legal foundation. Do not go to KPFK or to Pacifica. On the check, include your name, and at least they are asking for lawyers too for the new, they are talking about their slate. That is how I feel. A 503 shouldn't intervene in our election, but they did.
And be it noted, the other 503 is the Social Uplift Foundation. Point of information.
No, we're not doing points of information. You guys don't like Roberts? We're not doing Roberts. We're in an election right now. Jim?
Can she finish it? She was done. Her time's up.
No, it was 49 seconds when somebody...
Go ahead. You got
That's okay.
Jim?
On my behalf, there's nothing nefarious about my participation on that flyer. If Robert would have asked me, Jim, I'm going to be endorsing candidates. Would you like me to endorse you on my postcard? Okay, sure. Send me a picture. Make sure you're smiling. Can't do it with a selfie. Whatever, it's a terrible picture, whatever. And as far as an unpaid IED, that's ridiculous. Maybe that's the way it should be because it's interim. But somebody running the Pacifica Network, New York, Washington, California, Houston, and they're not getting paid, and they're part-time, they have another job, and then you wonder why we're screwed up?
I would suggest.
Bob, I'll speak directly to your question. The Move KPFT Forward movement was presented to me by Bill and Teresa, and they asked me, they said that they were considering endorsing me, and would I like their endorsement? I said, sure. Okay. So I think that, when there's elections, it's okay to politic. It's okay to, try to get the people that you're for to be elected. And one thing that seems kind of like off about this is like, yeah, Kate, the Move Forward people initiated that, but then there was also like Adriana and Dwayne Larks. They also
got a card.
Yeah, they had a card. I wasn't asked to be on their card. If I would have been asked to be on their, I would be on any card. Anybody can go out there and help me get votes. I'll be on your list. I'll let you endorse me.
Robert.
Well, Jim very accurately described the process that I experienced, although I disagree with him that it was me that asked him. I was aware that you could get a mailing list and send out solicitations 5 years ago. Robin Lewis said, we can't send it out for you, but we can get it mailed for you. We can put the labels. I don't know how it worked physically, but the addresses are available for this purpose. So I assume it's perfectly proper and legal. The only thing I would add, there are some people on that list of endorsers that I respect very much, and I'm very proud that they endorsed me. If you know someone that didn't endorse me that's on that list, would you have them call me?
I don't know much about what Robert was working with. As long as they stay within the bylaws and they don't, you know, break any laws or hurt anybody's character or anything, I'm for it if it brings money into the station. But like I said before, we all need to, you know, go by the bylaws. That's what I want, you know, this new board and the future boards to continue with.
Okay. If I'm not mistaken, it is you, Mike, who can ask the next question, and the first person to answer it will be Jerry. Am I right?
No.
I was first last time. Okay.
Yeah, that's why Jerry goes first this time.
He's right.
The question I would like to ask is that how are people going to work together to bring in money for the station, and then the struggling programs, how are y'all going to be able to move them up to where they can start making money again for the station, where all programs start working together? Do you have ways of doing that?
When you say programs, you mean local programs?
Local programs and also national programs.
Well, I mean, I think some programs that aren't bringing in money will probably need to be eliminated, obviously. And again, I would go back to the fact that I was watching a Free Speech TV, which is like a competitor's of ours. They raise money. They stopped their fundraising drive. Well, they didn't stop it, but they said, this is the first time ever we've reached our maximum goal and we still got time. Let's send some money in. As far as I know, every organization on the left media is having record contributions, record memberships, record money. This is not the time to emphasize, you know, Texas country music. We've got to stand for something. This is not, this station was not, the network was not created to primarily emphasize music or entertainment, and you've got to seize the moment. That's a way of raising money. And also programs, cutting the programs that lose money.
Adrian.
Now? Okay, thank you.
Like I said before, the Pacifica Foundation is a group of five stations.
Can you speak up, please?
The Pacifica Foundation is a group of five stations which have a product, the programs. Pacifica has more than 200 affiliates that buy its product. It's not rocket science to understand that if you are losing membership, revenue, and listeners, you are not presenting the program that the community wants. I do know no program, but I can believe that the result is not satisfactory. We, the foundation, pay program director, full salary, program director, to do their job. Our obligation is not to programming. Our obligation is doing what the bylaws said that we are supposed to be doing, but be sure that we hold accountable the people that we put pay full salary to do that job. If they do not, in every corporation, for profit or not, you fire the people who change the people. That's it.
Listen, I want to ask a question of procedure, and that is, I know some people have jobs they have to get up for very early in the morning. It's 10 o'clock. Question is, if people are leaving, can they vote before they leave at this point? Are we denying any?
We always allow that.
Vote.
When
can we vote?
I'm ready. When are we going to vote?
I've been ready for an hour. But we have people that still have questions. Are we going all the way around?
Why don't we have how many more questions?
I don't
And does this require a I've been advised that we can take a vote, and if we vote in the majority to close this and go to the vote right now, then that majority, we're closing the election and going to the vote, will commence. So,
point of order, it's 10 o'clock.
I already have my hand up.
And therefore, under the rules, we go to the vote right now. Because according to our standing rules, meetings end at 10 o'clock.
Yep.
So we don't have to have a vote on whether a lot of people vote. Let's just go to it.
I'm going to do it my way and ask all those in favor of going directly to a vote right now, please raise your hands. Okay, thank you. Those opposed? Seeing none, that motion passes. Okay, Joseph, are you doing this solo, or is George helping you with it?
George, come on.
Do you have the box?
Okay.
Where is the box?
We don't have the box. I'm sorry,
folks,
we will
continue this meeting until the vote is completed, and of course, if you wish to leave, you can. But there's a motion that is critical. That actually, two. One is this meeting would have been a lot smoother tonight if we had a functioning coordinating committee. And I would like to ask Elaine to restate the motion that has been sent to all of you. And I would like you to approve it so that we can meet with a coordinating committee.
I move we move that to the next meeting is after 10 o'clock.
You were not allowed to fly on. Oh, no, sir.
We're doing small.
But you're allowing yourself to do it.
Elaine, would you please make your motion about forming a coordinating committee?
Mr. Chair.
On the floor, then, Mr. Chair.
We're in the middle of an election.
Yeah. Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Well, this is going on. We will hear the motion as soon as we cast the ballots. We will go to a vote.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, we are in the middle of the delegates assembly. We cannot adjourn and came back to the LSV. I'm very sorry. But the rules are the rules for everybody.
That is our parliamentary.
Do it as soon as the ballots are cast.
Mr. Chair, the meeting is over as soon as the ballots are filed. No, we have a standing rule to adjourn at 10 p.m.
Unless you extend.
Nobody's extended.
Nobody's extended.
Can everyone be quiet for a moment so that either George or Joseph can explain this piece of paper to us?
George and Joseph.
All right. Everyone be quiet so that this can be explained.
You won't be voting.
All right.
Otherwise, Otherwise, the bill will be voted for.
See, three choices on your ballots, C, F, and H. We have not yet chosen who is who. Yeah, we're only using CFA. I believe Hank Lamb withdrew, so we only have two remaining people. So we will use C and F. Okay, now I need to determine.
We are voting for the staff.
I have two cards in my hand, two and a three. Whoever takes the two is going to be staff. C, whoever takes the
staff.
The three is going to be F.
Staff.
That's why you have two candidates.
Okay.
C and H.
Oh, there's C and H.
There's going to be one and two.
Oh, that's why it's only white ones. Okay.
Your position.
Three.
Okay.
Three is what?
You want to explain that to everybody? Where are we going here?
It's a second.
He was just choosing which ranks on the ballot go with which person. It's just from
which letter?
Yes. Okay.
It's kind of a guarantee that nobody can pre-mark the ballots. So choice F, which is what Rhonda drew, is going to be Rhonda. If you want to vote for Rhonda, you're going to choose column the row F.
F.
If you want to vote for Mike, you're going to choose the row that's marked C. Of course, you can rank them. If you prefer one and not the other, just choose the one you wish. If you are, you want to rank them, you can choose one first and then the other.
Let me see. C is Mike.
Right.
And F is Rhonda.
So C is Mike. F is Rhonda. C is Mike. F is Rhonda.
Point of order. We're going to have another one that involves Adrian and somebody.
Yes. Yeah, listeners are Liz.
C is Mike.
That was a request for information, and the answer is
anybody uncertain on how to vote?
You put a check
mark your ballot, fold it in half.
Can you tell the significance of the, tell everybody the significance of the number?
The what?
Can you tell everybody the significance of the number in the corner?
Oh, yes. Thank you for reminding me, Bill. Just in case you want to make sure, if you look at the number in the upper left corner, that has a unique number that is on each ballot. That you can, whenever you're watching the count, you can verify that your ballot is there and see that it's counted. Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22,
23, 24. Okay. And
anyone wants to watch? We pass out the
C
and F.
Can you call them out?
Yeah.
One each.
Twice.
One F. C.
F.
it counts?
13 for F, which is Rhonda. 11 for Mike. Let's see.
We don't have closed elections around here, do we?
There are 24 valid ballots. 13 is the threshold, so it's one is elected.
Okay, we'll start.
Thanks. 15 for Rhonda and 11 for Mike.
What do you win by?
The three kids are missing at the moment.
What?
Joseph. He walked out of the room.
Okay. Jerry Lynn. Who else is missing?
You're at 22. Bob Gardner and Jerry Lynn are here.
Yeah.
And Don Cook.
How many do you have?
Well, there's plenty of extra. It's not how many ballots are in the chair. Right now it's 21. We're missing three of them.
21?
We'll see if they're outside in the hall. Tell them to get
the
ballot.
Yeah,
Jim Krafka, Jerry Lynch, Robert Martin. Those are the five names. I'm just telling you the five names. We're going to determine which one is which in a second. The five names are Adriana Castaneda, Bill Crozier, Jim Krafka, Jerry Lynch, Robert Martin. I have cards here numbered 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Those are going to represent positions. We have candidates blind draw these. Hank, why don't you walk around and hand each one of these? Hand each candidate a card.
Just start it.
One card wins?
My card gets a nice letter.
What are we doing here?
Jerry Lynch. Bill Crozier. Okay, would you get card two for me? Who has card two? Okay.
I have four.
Okay.
Bob's got.
I played this game.
That's what it looks like, yes.
Two.
Five is Gerald.
Okay. Six is Bill.
We got one.
Choice A is Adriana. Choice C is Jim. Choice C.
Wait, A is Adriana.
I'm going to announce the each section of tables. A is Adriana. C is Jim. F is Robert. H is Jerry. I is Bill. A is Adriana. C is Jim. F is Robert. H is Jerry. I is Bill. A is Adriana. C is Jim. F is Robert. H is Jerry. I is Bill. Bob Mark.
Okay.
Last one. A is Adriana. C is Jim. F is Robert. H is Jerry Lynch. I is Bill Crozier. Is anybody unclear on how to mark?
Me, instead of have a pen.
Okay, what now is Jim?
Oh, she has a list. Never mind.
Okay. So you can go ahead and mark your ballots. Just mark the choices that you feel are appropriate. Rank them in the order you wish. Anybody else?
Can I see that for a second?
George?
Yep, just a second.
Have you remind people that they need to can you remind people that they vote that is the same number? Two or more people got the same number. Void.
Make sure you figure out about more than one row mark in the column. Otherwise, that column becomes void.
What?
Four. We got you.
Mark more than one.
Start from the same row.
Yeah, okay. Which one?
That's all right. I'm near to it.
I'll wait for a couple of days.
Which one does it?
The zip code map. It's transparent, though.
Actually, it works pretty good, really. Yeah. Which gives us like a time to wow. It actually is. It's actually a pretty solid system. I can't think of any way to cheat in this.
Real problem. Some of the other stations really have that problem.
You could explain to me.
He likes Bernie, right?
Yeah, but like, the game's over with.
We are suspending the part of the meeting that is called, whatever it's called, delegates meeting. The counting of the vote is going to take about a half an hour. But I want to let you all know that without objection, we're going to have a vote on this, but I think I know the votes are, we have a significant number of votes. We're going to have a carryover meeting next Wednesday night to complete the business of tonight's agenda.
So moved.
Is ready? Hearing no objection.
Wait. Object.
We can get accesses if we can't be there.
Yes.
I'm object.
No one should be penalized for not attending.
So if we don't attend, we are going to be called for absence.
Yeah. Well, if we vote to have this meeting,
you voted not to have it? You going to vote to have it?
Where's the agenda? I'm trying to remember what we have. There's a lot of stuff. A one ticket to get through it all.
I'll be right back. Do you take a check?
I prefer a check, yeah. Posting the agenda is section
3. Do I have an alternative to next Wednesday?
Yeah.
If not, we'll try to find another place.
It's going to take 30 minutes to count that.
We will be next Wednesday, 7 o'clock here.
Mr. Chair, local standing inspection rules require that to be a part of the body. It's not something that you're going to ask.
Any objections?
We have
objections.
Yes.
and proportional representation.
Mr. Chair, I don't think everybody's listening.
What?
I don't think everybody's paying attention.
I thought we were.
You got a motion on the floor.
I know that you
got
a motion.
I was here last week. Last month, I needed to. Somebody might be collecting them.
Okay. We are. There's a motion on the floor. Bill, do you understand the motion?
Yeah, I'm going to abstain. I don't care. Whatever the majority wants to do.
Stacy, do you understand the motion?
Yep.
Adriana, do you understand the motion? We will be meeting next Wednesday to complete the business tonight. Anissa, do you understand the motion?
Yes.
Okay, Susie?
Yes.
Okay, Tita? Yes. Gary?
Yes.
Okay.
An amendment?
So, we can make a decision on what we're going to do. We're only talking about next Wednesday, period.
Okay?
We're in an unusual situation with these elections, this election tonight. Okay? All those opposed to meeting next Wednesday night.
Please be quiet. There's a vote being made.
I know. Yes, yes.
Okay. All those in favor of meeting next Wednesday night, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4. It passes. Thank you.
I didn't count the hands that way for myself.
How many did you count?
Okay.
I think
all those in favor of having a jury over meeting next Wednesday night, please raise your hands.
What's the question?
Opposed? All those in favor of meeting next Wednesday night to complete tonight's agenda. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, those opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Opposed?
Yeah. 8. So the motion passes. All right.
Point of information.
10. The 9th of February is our next regular
meeting. You know, if the ladies would have been allowed to vote, their vote would be tonight.
Jim. See you, Jim.
Since we're within a 7-day window, no new motions can be added to that meeting, correct?
Okay. I can't make it to the meeting, so I just said.
Can I just familiar everybody with the rules? The standing rule is, if we vote to do it, we have an extensive meeting, which is basically a recess meeting, on the following Wednesday. The day is set by the local rule. If you wanted to have a meeting on another day, that would be a special rule, and there's a different procedure for that. But the rule itself sets when the special rule is going to be a meeting.
So anybody else interested in contributing to the LSP Challenge Fund from Dr. Tomorrow? Okay.
Nick, I need to give you a check, but just give me a minute.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Oh, actually, I need some help for this tomorrow.
I was the second runner out there.
You're going to be there tomorrow, right?
Just for a little while.
That's all we need. I never heard back from Chris. So.
What happened to you?
I'm unfortunately, I'm.
Marquisha's going to be the one.
As he was asking about you today.
Man, you know what? Right when I got the car to leave him,
I called right before the meeting to see if you're coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
Told me to text him if he's in there, but I figured we wouldn't get to the GM report, so that's what happened. So.
Well, if they want to run with it tomorrow, that'd be great. And if they don't, we'll negotiate something else, I guess.
What Robin would do is that, you know, there's somebody doing this, is that somebody's got to organize all this and make sure all the people pitching know what to do. And you have to keep count of how many people have already pledged. This is a bunch of little things like that. Okay, well, you know,
Are you concerned about these people hovering over George? I know that the choosing of the cards was rigged. The choosing of the cards was rigged.
Well, we took a photograph of the old
balance. Oh, you did?
Like, you know, we should. I haven't done that.
Better luck next time. So we have to show up to the meeting on Wednesday, next Wednesday, or does that count as an absence?
Well, you need to call in a legitimate excused absence if you don't want to come. I oppose that rule, and that goes right to the very heart of this debate over excused absences. That local rule that says you can deny people an excused absence if they don't ask for it by 4 p.m. on the day of a meeting, that's ridiculous.
So how long would I have to call in advance to get it?
Before 4 p.m. on Wednesday. Except for there's a legal argument that since this is just a recessed meeting, the attendance that was called is the attendance that counts.
So you come on Wednesday?
Probably.
I'll try to see if I can make it. I might have to vote.
It's the only way. See, we used to have these election meetings on a different day anyway. And so a lot of us are used to two meetings in January for that reason, because you just can't get any business done. And we need to get some business done.
You raise $2,500, you get $1,000.
Oh.
No.
to find another deal if that doesn't work. Because we want them to have money. But we want, like, some sense of urgency.
Hey, we're
the local rule suggests that it's something that can come up as if this is standing. You could debate it either way, but I think given the fact that, you know, people want to get business on, I don't see it. I wouldn't make an objection to it. The chair just did it wrong. He should not have said, I need a motion on this. He said, I would like to have an extended meeting. We need to take a vote on
this.
You know, if it's not something that can be amended, or, you know, you could have, like, it would have been too late for somebody to say, let's have a special meeting on the 19th. But under the rule, all you had to do is ask for a vote on whether to extend, and his winning, because that's one of the few privileges of being the chair.
Adriana, Bill Crozier, Robert Mark.
What about us?
Adriana, Bill Crozier, Robert Mark, in that order.
You're being ostracized. We have to leave the city of Houston.
What was the order again?
Adriana, Bill Crozier, Robert Mark.
Congratulations.
Thank you, everybody. Congratulations.